So, first of all, I'd like to welcome members to attend this meeting. And Mr. Edward Leung, Senior Manager of the Tourism Commission, is attending on behalf of Ms. Emily Mo. And Mr. Tommy Wong, Senior Engineer of Civil Engineering and Development Department, is attending on behalf of Mr. Jensen Wong. For the minutes of the last meeting and the matters arising, the minutes of the 24th meeting is still under preparation, so it will be circulated later. So I think we would just move on to the first agenda item, which is the draft planning brief for the two comprehensive development areas zone at Lin Chang Road site, Sam Shui Po. This is our paper number TFK/09/2016. I would like to welcome the representative from the project proponent to this meeting from Planning Department, Mr. Lawrence Chow, Mr. Philip Chum, and Ms. Agnes Tang. So I would like to invite members to declare interest, if any. Okay. If not, let us proceed. As a background, members may note that this task force was actually consulted by Plan D on the amendments to the Southwest Kowloon Outline Zoning Plan on the 12th of February 2014, which include the rezoning of Chang Sha Wan Hotel Market Phase 2, the site near Lin Chang Road to CDA, CDA 2, Residential Development 12, Residential A 12, GIC, Open Space and Areas shown as road. So that OZP amendments have been approved in September 2014. The government has prepared a planning brief setting out the broad development parameters and the planning and design requirements of the two CDA zones now. The Metro Planning Committee of the Town Planning Board agreed on the 30th of September this year for the government to consult this task force on the draft planning brief. So with that background, I would like to invite Mr. Lawrence Chow to present this paper. Please try to keep your presentation within 20 minutes. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. With your permission, we would like to present the PowerPoint in Cantonese. Thank you. 主席，我請當區嘅規劃師咧，我同事咧 Alice Tang 咧就做一做個 presentation
嚇。等一等先嚇，等我哋嘅 member 啲耳機準備好先。
OK，好，請開始。各位主席委員你好，今日我哋規劃署咧嚟介紹一個連翔島深水埗連翔島兩個綜合發展區地帶嘅規劃大綱二稿。呢兩個地盤咧就喺位於我哋西南九龍分區計劃大綱圖核准圖入邊嘅。 編號 SK2330兩塊地，其中一塊咧就係綜合發展區，大約係1.93個公頃，另外嗰幅係綜合發展區二地帶，就大約係0.49公頃。咁我哋亦都會提及比連作海濱長廊一個而家正在劃為做休憩用地，包括有一個以停用嘅碼頭。 就個大約係0.99個公頃嘅，咁呢個海濱長廊我哋亦都會提及嘅。咁喺呢個位置咧，喺邊度咧？就係喺佢個西北邊咧，係一個計劃中一個社區福利設施大樓。而喺佢個東有啲船廠喺西北邊，喺東北邊咧有啲住宅，就係。 房署而家做緊一個租住公屋同埋資助出售房屋嘅地盤，亦都有一間係計劃中嘅30間嘅小學。喺東南邊咧就係長沙灣附屬品批發市場嘅。喺呢兩塊綜合發展地區嘅西南界線嘅規劃就係規劃中一個海濱長廊。 現時咧就劃為休憩用地嘅公共。呢成塊地盤咧就係、是、位於西九龍海濱嘅北段。咁喺佢稍為遠少少嘅地方咧，橫跨西九龍公路嘅咧北邊咧就係、是、大約主要咧都係住宅啊、政府啊、機構同埋社區用途嘅。咁呢塊地盤嗰個公共交通設施咧就非常之暢達又方便嘅。最直接嚟到呢個地方咧就南昌站嘅。咁我哋而家入正題啦。咁其中綜合發展區你見到紅色嗰兩塊地咧，就係、是、綜合發展區二，就係、是、劃分為做 hotel， 即係我哋嘅酒店用途。綜合發展區地盤喺右手邊你哋睇到嘅咧，就係、是、一個私人住宅嘅。喺佢直接側邊咧，就係、是、我頭先講提及嗰個中房署做緊嗰啲資助出售房屋啊、租屋。公共房屋的發展地盤，咁呢兩個地盤咧，就係、是、分別頭先講係劃分為私人住宅啦，同埋酒店用途嘅。點解用用綜合發展區呢、這個劃為綜合發展區咧？主要咧係因為個規劃意向係方便當局因為因應環境、交通同埋基礎設施咧作種。等等各種嘅限制咧，對發展嘅組合啊、規劃啊、規模啊、設計啊，同埋佈局嘅實施一啲適當嘅規劃管制，呢個係我哋主要嘅規劃意向。咁我而家以下咧就概括講解兩個綜合發展地區嘅發展參數。綜合發展區咧，我哋所謂嘅 CDA zone 入邊咧就做私人住宅。地盤面積 1.93， 最大的總住用樓面面積呢就91,770個平方米，高建築密度建築高度呢就100主水平基準上100米。在這個地盤裡面呢有兩塊的非建築用地，在中部有22米闊的一個非建築用地，而在它的西北邊界咧有一個係15米闊嘅非法建築用地。喺呢度入呢、這個發展地盤入邊咧，亦都涵蓋一個最少要提供3,600平方米嘅公共休憩用地。另外一個地盤咧就是、綜合發展區二，個規劃意向咧就係、是、擬作一個酒店用途嘅。地盤面積咧0.49公頃，最大嘅總樓面面積咧34,770個平方米，而高度限制亦都係主水平基準嘅100米以上，100上。規劃用途係酒店。根據《城市規劃條例》第4A2呢個條例咧，同埋按照規劃大綱圖嘅註釋咧，所有綜合發展區入面的土地範圍咧，都要需要申請發展嘅。申請人咧，亦都必須擬備一份總綱發展藍圖，係呈交俾城市規劃委員會做核准嘅。鑑於呢兩個地盤咧，綜合發展區咧，大家互相比連啦，同埋位處喺海旁顯著嘅位置，當局擬備嘅規劃大綱咧。我哋而家提交呢份咧，就會作總綱發展藍圖嘅指引嘅，以全面指導管制每一個綜合發展區內地帶嘅發展。咁為確保發展項目可以周全嘅方式實施咧。這個規劃大綱議稿呢 就可以定那些發展入面的規模啦、設計佈局啦，還有我們有需要的休憩用途啊、海濱長廊連接性啊，在這幾方面，還有配置一些視覺啊、景觀廊和通風廊等這方面呢， 作一個整體性的管制。咁喺本呢、這個銜接呢兩塊中呢、這個大綱二稿銜接咧兩塊綜合發展區裏面所設定一啲一般嘅規劃原則同埋發展要求，亦都就住兩個個別地盤嘅特色咧，亦作出一啲特別嘅要求。咁城規會咧係核下嘅都會規劃小組委員會咧，就喺2016年9月30日咧同意咗將呢份規劃大綱二稿咧諮詢深水埗區議會同埋海事事務委員會核下嘅呢、這個委員會啦。咁我哋喺區議會亦都喺11月8日提交咗。咁呢個規劃大綱二稿呢，最主要呢我哋係定咗嘅城市設計嘅要求啦，就因為佢個海旁嘅位置呢提倡一個希望可以提倡一個有吸引力啊有暢達啊嘅海濱啦。咁所以個主要嘅要求呢係乜嘢呢，就係、是、為呢個海濱創造一個新嘅活力焦點，一個多元化建築外形同埋向海濱遞減嘅高度輪廓嘅建築模式，亦都唔希望見到有平台設計呢樣嘢，要提供一個高質素嘅綠化建設，亦希望提高行人往來海濱長廊嘅連接性，同埋樓宇高度之間咧，我都希望可以留到足夠嘅空間啊、景觀啊同埋通風廊。喺做總綱藍圖之餘咧，我哋亦都需要個承辦商咧，或者係建築係啦，個承辦商咧提交一個呢個城市設計嘅建議俾我哋城規會審核嘅。呢、這個就係大概嗰個城市設計概念。咁如果委員想睇啲 details 咧，我就唔喺呢度多講，就睇麻煩大家睇係詳細喺第五段。大綱二稿第五段詳細可以列明曬所有嘅詳細嘅要求㗎啦。咁喺視覺同通風要求咧，我哋喺每一個綜合發展區咧，我都希望佢提交一個視覺評估、視覺影響嘅評估同埋量化空氣流通嘅評估。咁以改善咧喺地盤入邊嘅通風系統。而在休憩用地的地方和環境的要求呢，我們在綜合發展區呢剛才說的個住宅用地呢，要求發展商需要提供不少於3600平方米的公眾休憩用地。那呢也都希望跟以西北面的個住宅甲類，即是房署做的那個地盤呢的公共休憩用地呢作出有連接性啦，可以有建設一個有連貫性的公共休憩用地直達去海濱長廊的。咁呢塊用地呢3600平方米的用地呢，就將會交承辦商做完之後呢就會交回返俾康文署管理同埋作維修的。咁亦都喺地盤入面呢亦都需要做一個綠化覆蓋率佔於地盤最少20%的設計，同埋提交一個環境設計的總圖、總綱圖。咁每一個綜合發展區亦都需要提交一個提供一個交通評估，同埋對泊車啊，同埋落客車的設施咧，又跟住香港規劃標準咧，係做一個要符合佢哋嘅要求嘅，亦都需要提供一個行人通道連接嘅計劃俾運輸署核准。喺環境方面咧，同埋基礎設施嘅要求咧，我哋亦都係每一個發展地區咧，我都希望佢可以提交一個環境影響嘅評估。亦都需要每一個發展地區提交一個排污影響評估同埋排水連接系統嘅計劃俾我哋參考。 咁連接呢兩個海濱長廊咧，就連接呢兩個綜合發展地界咧，因為佢哋位於喺海旁一個幾重要嘅駐眼嘅地方啦。咁我哋希望咧，佢亦都喺連比鄰嗰個休憩用地咧，做到一個比較詳盡嘅設計俾我哋睇。咁呢個海濱長廊咧，大約面積咧就係9900個平方米，就係將會發展為一個20米闊嘅海濱長廊，大約係380米長。而將呢個海濱長廊，我會分割兩段嘅。咁綜合發展區同埋綜合發展區兩二咧個用地嘅發展商咧負責興建其中一部分。面向綜合發展區用地嘅海濱長廊嘅西北段咧，就會由綜合發展區嘅承辦商興建。呢件海濱長廊會連接綜合發展區啦，頭先講過嗰個公共休憩用地，去增強落往來海濱嘅通達性。落成之後咧，亦會交翻俾康文署做管理同維修。在圖上面見到粉紅色的卷呢，就是我們所謂的東南段的海濱長廊。這段呢，我的海濱長廊呢會交為給綜合發展區二那個發展商興建和負責日後的管理和維修保養的。發展商呢亦都需要發展商亦都需要就荒廢棄的碼頭翻新工程呢自費展開一個技術性可行性的研究，藉這個機會呢希望可以利用多些水陸共和的設施加入，去增加海旁的暢達度。在發展計劃的方面，由於預計兩個發展地盤的時間可能未必發展的時間表未必一樣，亦即確保可以達至兩個發展地盤可以互相協調的方式一起進行，申請人就必須為某一個發展地區的地帶而給一個總綱發展藍圖時，需要參照規劃大綱意向和設計的準則，以及佢比連的一個綜合發展區已經落實或者是以設計中的發展項目。咁而呢喺擬備呢個規劃大綱2稿嘅時候咧，我哋已經按照香港海港規劃原則同埋海港規劃指引定制的理想和使命呢，和根據他已經做按照這個來做的了。第一個原則是什麼呢？就是保存維港。我們這個計劃呢是不會涉及維港內的填海，而擬的發展規模呢亦要顧及海旁的位置啦，不會對周圍環境有造成一些視覺的影響，亦都會採用海濱向海遞減的梯級式建築設計，不設平台設計，以及預留足夠的樓與樓中間的距離，去確保海港的視覺和空氣流通可以有個通透性是可以達到的。在原則二，我們亦都做了一些公眾的參與。在早期的大綱圖修訂的時候，即是2014年2月14號啦，1月14號呢，我們曾經已經追詢過專責小組和諮詢過深水埗區議會的。因應專責小組和區議會的意見，規劃大綱2稿已經適當的情況下修訂了， 而提交俾城規會進一步考慮同埋核准嘅，所以呢兩個地盤咧已經嗰個用途已經係核准咗。而公眾亦都會係將來喺我哋呢個呈交總綱發展藍圖嘅時候咧，再可以發照對呢個項目發展項目提出意見，而城規會亦會一併考慮嘅。在原則三呢，可持續發展方面呢，在海旁我們提供了很多種的土地用途，包括私人住宅啦、酒店啦、公共休憩用地啦，和配合海濱長廊，是對很切合社會不同社會的經和機制的需要，充分亦都可以改善我們珍貴的土地資源。而透過提交總綱藍圖和有關的技術性評估呢，擬議的發展項目的組合、規模設計和佈局呢，實施適當的規劃管制都可以，以確保在環境、交通、景觀、園景和空氣流通方面呢，可以達至一個可持續性發展。在原則性四組綜合規劃了，綜合大綱圖呢已涵蓋兩個綜合發展區內面地帶的整體和互相協調方式，我們希望做到，亦需透過提交總綱藍圖相關的技術評估呢，在發展項目方面呢達至一個互相協調和配合海濱環境的景致的目的。在原則五方面，就原則五，我們很積極去改善海港，以及在規劃大綱圖發展地盤各地盤的設計的時候，我們是要求很詳盡，提供一個很詳盡和發展的指引。而在發展海濱長廊、公眾休憩用地和行人連接系統這方面的，我們都要求將這個綜合住宅商業項目呢，希望創造了一個設計優美啦、朝氣蓬勃的休憩用地給公眾享用，亦都藉此呢希望可以將該區呢締造一個新的面貌。就原則六啦，朝氣蓬勃這個海港，透過平衡商業啦和公眾享用的多元化土地用途呢，我們很積極改善海港，亦都在綜合發展區的地帶提供一些公眾休憩用地和海濱長廊，包括有靜態康樂靜態康樂和消閒的活動啦，亦都有在東南段呢亦都提供一個可以一啲小食亭商業元素加入啲商業元素同埋提供一個水陸交共融嘅設施，在技術性可行性之餘啦，去增添海港區、海濱區呢個活力。喺原則七，交通暢達嘅海港呢，我哋擬議的發展項目後呢，我們希望海濱可以24小時開放給公眾享用啦，亦都可希望呢連接到現時和規劃中公共的休憩網絡，南昌鎮和周邊的地區，去增強往來海濱長廊的行人連接性。剛才提過啦，就是希望在技術可行性之餘呢，我們可以再探討多些機會，去提供多少少水陸共融的交通設施。最後一原則，公眾享用的地方，我們提供了一個多元化活動，將這個海濱建立一個朝氣蓬勃的新焦點。而擬議的公眾休憩用地和海濱長廊亦都會希望會令到本地的居民、酒店常客和其他公眾人士可以盡量享用海港的地帶。我們的介紹就概括講了。 咁希望委員可以發表意見，而諮詢後的意見呢，我們會因應意見修改我們的規劃大綱議稿，一併提交回給城市規劃委員會、都市規劃會的委員作進一步考慮和核准的。
謝謝大家。謝謝。委員有什麼意見？PY 先好嗎？有KB跟著Nick。
多謝主席，不好意思，我搶住要講，因為今晚五點半都要走，因為有些特別的事，不好意思。我看了的了，我來之前，所以我就有以下的意見和提問。首先是講那個概念性的方面，我注意到呢第十四段講那個城市設計 design 那樣東西，即原則上呢，因為我今天都是代表城市設計學會，所以一定要講城市設計。好高興，這個政府比較注重這個城市設計的原則等等。不過在那個執行的時候就有些疑問，很希望做到。第一，就首先那部分，我看到第十四段最尾的行話，是不是投標的時候，那個人呢就要入一些叫 Urban Design Proposal，咁樣啊，咁即係嗰個大概嗰個點樣去處理呢，我就喺個文件呢同佢介紹都唔係好清楚。即係邊個去判斷呢，用啲咩呢，即係剛才講嗰個 design brief 嗰樹呢，嗰啲原則都係好嘅。不過如果即係有咁一日呢，我就希望即係呢個委員會，亦都特別係管學會呢，就都會被諮詢呢，因為呢個係我哋嘅主要嘅關注點啦。咁呢個係頭一部分呢，但係都真係執行嗰陣時咧，關於發展控制嗰陣時咧，咁通常都係有用嗰、那個所謂地契條款 lease condition 咧 ，development control 發展控制。咁即係又係點咧？你又有總體規劃藍圖 master development plan。咁咧，即係以前嘅經驗就係、是、即係好冗長嘅，即係又有 lease condition 由邊個去批啊？咁裏邊有啲主觀嘅或者客觀嘅兩種唔同嘅即係判斷，即係靚啲啊唔靚啊咁嗰啲，咁、那個好嘥時間嘅。咁即係需要嘅，但唔知嗰個點樣去即係執行。咁特別咧就係、是、或者你諗咗我唔知，即係嗰個 master plan 其實佢要入就包括埋嗰個海濱點樣處理。令到佢有連貫啊、連接啊、活力啊，即係咪可以分開去批咧？即係會唔會因為棘住，即係海濱嗰啲活動嗰啲嘢可能好繁瑣嘅，聽得講埋點樣去運作，日後點管理？咁但係嗰個建築嗰個圖則咧，又要上馬，又要打裝起樓啦咁。咁即係咪要全部得曬，然後先一次過批啊？會唔會有啲就唔好話偷補，即係佢預先就批咗之後咧，後期嗰啲咧就唔得 ，sorry， 因為已經定咗啦，咁即係嗰個出入口又塞咗啦，過唔到啦，即係呢啲情況，唔希望咁樣，即係希望係好好協調，咁即係我希望喺嗰個機制上咧，即係有機會解一解，令即係委員咧就比較放心啲，即係嗰個協調性。咁另外咧就係又係協調性關係，就係嗰個住宅同嗰個酒店之間，我睇個圖好似有一條叫做 right of way， 我唔知佢中文譯做咩，即係俾人哋喺度通過嘅，好似喺個酒店地盤嗰度嘅。咁即係嗰度又好窄，咁到底嗰個個目的係咩咧？即係佢係由海濱長廊嗰度咧就行過去嗰個 row A 嗰處，咁 row A 咧又冇咩特別意思嘅，對面又係一啲發展，即係去翻個行人路。即係又唔係主要嗰個連接嗰個網絡，即係喺西邊啊，應該將圖動起睇，或者西北邊啊，即係左手邊啊，咁啊兩條天橋，咁即係右手邊即係批發市場嗰邊咧都有行人嘅通道咧，就連接去所謂地鐵站咁啊，但係右手邊嗰邊似乎就好遠，同埋又唔知點解又冇橋啊、隧道啊咁樣，即係去呢個海濱好似唔係好方便。咁講開呢度咧，就即係嗰個 row A 同埋酒店同批發市場之間嗰段路咧，咁又點解唔係又撥埋落去呢個發展嗰個一次過考慮？因為佢又連接又綠化園景設計，咁點解嗰度係咪又由 row A 嗰個 project 嗰陣已經做咗咧？ 即係我好似見過以前提過嘅，即係又有種行樹啊咁樣，即係又要留翻消防通道咁，即係變咗即係都係斬件式，即係唔係咁理想。嗱咁講開斬件式咧，就係、是、又係成日講嗰個即係住宅嗰部分嗰發展商負責嗰個海濱，咁又同酒店海旁嗰個人嗰、那個設計。即係點樣保證佢嗰個協調咧？當然你講嗰、那個多樣性啊，有活力啊，呢、這個我哋又同意啊。咁呢個亦都係一個好關注嘅地方。咁啊，我好似講咗
好唔該你 P Y 啊 K K。
我唔係反對即係呢個發展，都係希望
清楚
清楚做一
係好。
係唔該主席。呢度我一個問題就好簡單，就係、是、我想知道咧、那個舊碼頭。個用途啊，因為唔知道即係有頭先有冇提及到，究竟個舊碼頭啊會點樣用法，即係將來會點用法？而佢現時嗰個結構嘅情況係咪仲係安全咧？咁我相信應該要詳細啲。咁而呢個佢用途咧，我估就會係影響到將來嗰啲連接性啦、啊、即係如果你係open to public 嘅話咧，可能就會有好多人嚟，咁你嗰個連接性可能要多啲啦嚇。啊我只係呢個問題啫，唔該主席。
唔該你 ，K K。Nick。
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to talk about the promenade in a minute as well, but first of all, I've got I'm reacting to a couple of responses from the planning department about how the scheme responds to the harbour planning principles. You say the development scale respects waterfront setting and will not impose visual impacts on surroundings. You're proposing to build buildings of 100 metres. The height of the buildings in this setting are all going to be 100 metres. I would suggest that that does impose a visual impact on the waterfront. I mean, it's unusual to be able in today's world to be able to build buildings of 100 metres on the waterfront. So I think that we as a task force would like some response on that.The other thing you say is that you're going to adopt a step building height profile. Given the nature of the site, the rectangular nature of the site, can you in reality adopt a step building profile? Because I would thought the site would not allow that or permit that. Or even if it permits it, it's only going to be a very limited stepping down to the water. So perhaps you could answer on that.And then just picking up on the promenade, obviously this is one of our main areas of interest. You've got two different exercises, if you like. You've got one where you're entrusting the construction of the waterfront to the residential developer, and then he's going to hand that over to LCSD, have LCSD agreed that they're going to take responsibility, because we've had lots of issues in the past where...Developer wants to hand over and LCSD don't want to take it, so we need to have certainty on LCSD's response. And then with the hotel site, you're asking the hotel developer not only to build that area promenade and take responsibility for the pier, but you're asking them to retain that responsibility, which seems to me a bit untidy, in that you've got LCSD responsible for maintaining part of the promenade and the developer for another part.How do you see that working in terms of interface? And then, question that's already been asked, the viability of restoring the pier. I noticed the subject to viability in brackets later in your remarks, so does that imply you have some doubts already about the restoration of the pier? Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. I saw the hand of Paul and Freddie, but before that,and then Peter, but then I think it's better for us to invite the team to respond to comments from these three members first, and then we'll move on. Okay. Yeah. 唔該。
都係主席同埋委員嘅提問啦。咁講翻呢個城市設計嘅建議咧，其實就會喺總綱發展藍圖啦 MLP 嘅提交嘅時候一併提交嘅，就同其他嘅交通建議、交通影響評估。環境影響評估等等咧，係一併提交啊。咁所以咧應該係大家係互相係一致嘅一致同埋協調㗎啦。咁大家亦都可以睇翻呢個規劃大綱、那個 plan brief 咧，就即係喺嗰個附件度啦，就第十一版咧都講得比較清楚，即係詳細咁講翻嗰個城市設計嘅 建議咧就應該包括咗喺呢個縱貫發展藍圖裏邊，亦都係應該要做翻一個嘅個意念咧，就係包括咗一個嘅比較特別嘅一個嘅嘅水一個水親水嘅環境啦，一個多元化嘅活動啊，一個嘅好能夠吸引人嘅一個嘅海濱等等嘅，亦都當然有呢個空氣嘅流通等等嘅。咁呢個就係有關於個城市設計嘅建議點樣去處理啦，那個機制係點樣？咁另外咧就係、嗰條道路咧Wall A 咧。就大家見到咧，因為佢就係嗰條道路咧，其實喺公屋發展同埋呢個私人住宅發展之間嘅嚇，咁大家其實呢張圖都可以見到啦。咁所以咧係一條公用嘅道路啦，咁都係需要即係佢有唔同嘅入口，亦都係俾公眾用，咁所以都係係要一條普通嘅同其他嘅公用道路一樣咧，都係要運輸處同埋呢個嘅路政處去負責即係興建啦。咁有關呢個而家現時嘅碼頭啦，其實現時嘅碼頭咧，我哋可以睇翻呢個53，可以開得噶，你就咁開啊，係啦，其實圖中可以見到咧，其實現時嘅碼頭咧，其實啲碼頭咧都係呢個嘅土木工程拓展處啦，Civil Engineering Department 咧嘅即係Port Works 即係呢個嘅呢個組別咧去負責去維修嘅。咁所以呢個係喺個結構上係冇問題嘅，咁like to explain about the building high profile 啦，你去呢張，50，maybe you can see from the drawing that the surrounding building heights the concept is we are adopting step high building high profile towards the waterfront, and for this particular for the CDA size they are 100 MPD, and when we move further inland the building heights will increase up to 120 and 130 and 150, 170. So this is a consistent building height profile, taking into account of the development density, the port ratio, and to allow design flexibility, and of course to allow adequate air ventilation. So the building height is devised taking into account all this. The step building high profile design flexibility air ventilation considerations. And second point is about the the management because actually we are following the existing government policy framework on the provision, maintenance and management of public open spaces in private development, because this will be a pure residential use. So the promenade in front of this CDA site, which is will be dedicated for residential development, they will be constructed by the developer, but will be surrendered back to the government, the LCSD for maintenance and management, and LCSD already agreed to it and already will apply for funding for it, because it will not be fair for to impose such management and maintenance responsibility on residential flat owners. And for this commercial development, the hotel site, it is a commercial development, so it will be they will be more flexible and more integrated in the design, and of course providing also diversity. And moreover, one very important point is if the developer can explore the provision of the public landing steps on this particular open space. The use for this disused pier is still public open space, but the developer will be required to study whether it's technically feasible to provide some public landing steps. Thank you.
Lawrence, before I invite the second round of comments, perhaps I can ask 2 points as well. For this paper, we have 2 parts, right? One would be the private development, the other one would be the hotel. I just wonder whether the allocation of this location for the hotel has been discussed, and what were the major reasons behind why not all private development. So that's my first question. The second one, I think, is also quite related to what PY has mentioned. If you look at paragraph 21, now here, it's good that we are paying a lot of attention on the planning for pedestrian network. But once again, towards the end, it's only a proposal to be on the pedestrian network. I know that Transit Department would already have a well set of criteria for traffic impact assessment, etc. But for pedestrian kind of network, there is no kind of guidelines that this proposal would be rejected if it is not to the satisfaction of the harbourfront planning guidelines. So I just wonder whether we should be more specific to say, instead of a proposal on that, that's a requirement of providing such pedestrian network, including internal circulation and connections to the hinterland towards the water promenade, to consolidate the pedestrian facilities. So that more specifically tell what we want, you know, from the harbourfront perspective, rather than just a proposal that would be evaluated by some other criteria that we have no idea about in relation to the harbour planning principle. So that's 2 comments from me. And now may I invite Paul to raise your comments, please?
Just a few questions. What is the future outlook for the surrounding land and water uses? I think we need some clarity. The boatyards are, and the facilities immediately to the north, are they going to stay forever, or are they temporary uses? And what is government policy on these facilities? And the waste transfer station, which you haven't mentioned, but which is right next to this site, or right in front of this site, what is what is the future for the waste transfer station? Is that going to stay there? Is it permanent? Then the sewage treatment plant, which is right again adjacent to this site. It's just a few meters away in front of the site, really. What is the future use of that? Is that going to stay? Is it forever? Then there's the government boatyard. And then, of course, to the south of the site is the wholesale market. So those are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sites. Maybe you could give some clarity about what the future expectation is of those sites, because I think that will have a significant impact on what the water use are of the what the use of the water is in front of this site. And once we know what the use of the water is, we can actually look at possibilities for the use of the water edge in front of the site itself. So I hope we can get some clarity in that. Then the second thing is existing landing steps and existing bollards. Could you identify whether there are any, and if so, where they are, and what the condition of the seawall is, whether the seawall is going to require enforcement and strengthening, or whether the seawall is in good condition, and to what loading capacity that seawall is. We've had with the Yao Tong sites issues with the strength of the seawall, and so if it's in poor condition, then there should be a condition in the planning brief that the developer is going to replace the seawall and make sure that the seawall is strengthened, and I don't see it currently. And then finally, it's on the pier. I'm actually surprised that the condition is for the developer to do a study in the feasibility of maintaining and repairing the pier. We already know the answer. It is expensive, so it's not. I mean, the way it's phrased in your planning brief, it will cost me $100,000 to get a response back to government, say it's expensive and I have no use, thank you, I don't need it. So either we want it to remain as part of a long waterfront and as an exciting feature, in which case we've got to be clear about what our intended use is, and to make sure that the one that takes on CDA Site 2 has a clear brief on what we want for that pier to do. The good thing about that pier is we don't have to reclaim it. If it falls in disuse, then it will be removed at some stage. Obviously, CDD likes to get rid of it, unless there's a clear defined public use for it. But nobody has come forward to identify one. If I was the hotel developer, and if there is no possibility of using it for leisure and pleasure recreational uses, that pier, other than maybe an occasional lending of a water taxi, then the pier would possibly ideally be used for a waterfront restaurant or a kiosk restaurant, as we see in other countries, because it could be a nice feature for the hotel to have that across, and it would be nice for people to visit, and then it would be an exciting use of that piece of land. And then one may want to maintain it and repair it and build it in a way that is sustainable. So I hope I can come back in my second round once I have answers to those questions.
I'm just intending to have two rounds.
For each person, I assume. Well, how can we give answers if we don't have... How do we give a response if we don't have answers?
Hey, Freddie.
多謝主席。我剛才很快地幫你計一計條數。我估你 hotel 嗰個 site 幾難 survive。所以我建議你真係返去找你規劃處同事重新科覆。剛才Paul Simmerman 提過啦，如果要佢 maintain 埋嗰個 promenade 同埋嗰個碼頭呢，嗰個負擔係好重。咁而你而家其實只不過係容許佢1000個 square meter 嘅 GFA 做 retail， 咁然之後你個規劃嗰個 brief 個 planning brief 裏面建議話希望個 waterfront 好 vibrant 呢，其實1000個 square meter 唔係好 vibrant 嘅啫，尤其是喺呢個 location 隔離係個 wholesale food market， 跟住後面係啲資助房屋呢，咁我懷疑你呢個1000個 square meter 其實係 substantially below 你希望做到好 vibrant 嗰個 waterfront 嗰個尺數。咁我估你如果就算當呢一個咁嘅區域，你嗰、那個hotel 嗰、那個size 唔會話好大間啦，唔會話好豪嘅五星級 hotel 啦，我假設係咁先啦。咁其實佢個 survival 都幾困難。咁所以我諗你最好返去重新科覆條數會比較好少少。咁尤其是你隔離個 CDA1 嗰個私人住宅睇個 design brief 係冇 retail element 㗎嘛。即係其實成個 area 係得呢間 hotel 有 retail element， 同埋可能後面 subsidize 抽成有一啲 neighborhood store 啊，有啲 neighborhood 嘅 retail。咁所以其實你想做到好 vibrant 嘅 waterfront 呢，似乎同你所講嘅有啲差距，呢個第一點。第二點就係、是、都係其實之前嗰個啟德規劃都有同一個提問，就係、是其實個 residential site 係好長好 elongated， 嗰、那個 tower block 個擺位呢，你可能都要返去試一試，因為個 waterfront promenade 咧，根據現行嘅建築物條例，你射窗係射唔到，佢唔會俾你攞嚟做嗰個 prescribed window 個嗰、那個 prescribed plane， 尤其是你講到明 handover 俾 LCSD， unless 你喺而家呢個 stage 就已經做咗功夫，容許到佢做，如果唔係咧，佢個住宅仲要縮後，仲要 setback， 佢走火都走唔到嘅其實。因為佢唔可以走出去 LCSD 嗰度，即係佢自己都要 set back， 即係其實買少見少嘅個 site， 咁所以個問題係好嚴重呢、這個問題。咁同埋最後啦，我都好同意啊 PY 頭先講嗰個問題，就係 如果你係諗住有個 landscape master plan 嘅話嘅要求嘅話，咁響將來上城規會嘅時候，你落咗去城規會個 approval condition 咧，咁嗰個 hotel 西嗰個就慘啦，因為佢個 landscape master plan 包埋嗰個碼頭咧，可能隨時淨係過你自己 planning 嗰個 landscaping 個部門都可能要搞半年至一年。咁搞法嘅話咧，佢真係起唔到嘅。所以你諗諗，你個 landscape master plan 點樣唔會變咗做一個阻礙佢發展進度嘅一個關卡啊？因為如果以現行而家嘅程序咧，淨係入個 landscape master plan 俾你哋自己個部門，你哋都要批好耐。你知我講乜㗎啦？啊，邊位仁兄，我費事講啦。咁即係其實咧，如果咁搞法咧，佢要攞到個 landscape master plan approval。先至入到職嘅話咧，佢咁細嘅 development for 個 hotel 細 CDA two 咧，其實佢好難 survive。咁我諗呢啲比較技術上嘅問題，希望你可以解決到。多謝。
好，唔該 ，Freddy。Peter。
Okay. Well.I'm really disappointed actually in this proposal, primarily because you know we have an enormous amount of development. We have almost 130,000 square meters of development, and it's 100 MPD, which I think is just enormous. And I just think it's really quite sad, you know. Now.One of the precursors to Hong Kong 2030, and I know we're now looking at Hong Kong 2030 plus, was SESTEV, the Sustainability Development Study. And in fact, all the findings from SESTEV went into 2030. And the main finding was that really development of these intense areas of residential should be predominant in the new territories. Now, I know over the last two or three years we've had this land grab,and we are stuck for residential space. But that's no excuse, I don't think, for taking real opportunity areas out of the market and just allocating them for residential. This is an enormous amount of development. It is high-rise. I don't think at all we could call this step development just because we have 45 stories on the site set back from the waterfront and then maybe 40 and now we're down to 30 or 35 stories. I don't call that really step development. We've seen all this before. That's our problem. And I, for one, are getting increasingly skeptical. We don't actually have a plan for the harbour, for the harbour front. And I do take Paul's point that we should have more comprehensive ideas for the larger, wider water edge, because this is what we do all the time in Hong Kong. You know, one side becomes available, we sort of lock it away with a certain type of development without any idea of when or how we're going to develop adjoining sites in terms of continuity of use and so on and so forth. Getting on to a few details, well, focal point, again, I mean, these are all buzzwords. I've no idea what a focal point actually means or how it's referenced. I've talked about descending height. Public open space, well, okay, we have 3,600, but at the end of the day, this is nothing more than a wide promenade. Now, to make a promenade interesting, that is to say more interesting than, say, the promenade we have against the Quarry Bay Park,which is very dreary, it's empty of anything. There are no kiosks. If we have diversity, what it actually means in practice is it's a diversity of LCSD shrub planting and so on and so forth. It's certainly not a diversity of uses. I'm not entirely sure what's meant by opportunities for water-land interface. I mean, there are certainly opportunities in that disused pier. Disused piers are extremely valuable around the harbour because there are very few of them. And anything, if we look at every single city that has a dynamic waterfront, it has things that either go in from the waterfront or push out from the waterfront. It's an enormous advantage if you have these things. We can't do it anymore because of the protection of the harbour ordinance. So this should be something that we look at in detail, not just leave it to a bit of speculation. Well, what is it at the end of the day? Something that people walk on or fish from. And I think, as Paul said, you know, there's an opportunity here for something really quite unusual, quite dynamic, gives identity to the site. But at the end of the day, you know, we are stuck with a public realm that's really nothing much more than a promenade. Now, we have a perennial problem in Hong Kong that we refuse to recognize. And what actually quite angers me in proposals like this is that all the usual buzzwords come out. Diversity, variety, all the things we'd like to see. In fact, they actually reflect the 7 objectives for the harbourfront that the Town Planning Board itself has set. But we don't actually have design control. You're kidding yourself if you think the Town Planning Board, and I would refer to Principle 4 on page 8, talks about integrated planning and the board, which I take it means the Town Planning Board, will have appropriate control, whatever that means, over mix, scale and design. This is nonsense. It doesn't have these sort of controls at all. I've never known the Town Planning Board talk about mix, having a dynamic retail interface with the public realm. These are the things that give waterfront its character, and we don't have the mechanism to cope with it. I think it's actually, in conclusion, I think it's a great pity that the site couldn't really form a real opportunity area here for a recreation node, giving real enhancement to the harbour edge. Because at the end of the day, this is really just a high-rise development with a promenade attached, and I don't think we can really use any more favourable language. I can see nothing in this that adds up to vibrancy at all, or a diversification of uses. And as I say, I think, you know, in an ideal world and in most other cities, we'd be looking at this in real urban design terms, and we will be able to dictate conditions in a way we don't in Hong Kong. There is no design control at all, actually. So once these sites are sold, a developer needn't put any retail on the waterfront. You can't make a developer do that. You can just as easily say, well, if their customers are going to come from the housing area on the other side, they'd rather have all my retail back there. So we actually have an hotel and a residential development that in practice would have a wall around it or a fence around it. So there'd be actually very little relationship. So I think we need to look far more positively at this entire thing. I would personally go back to square one and scrap the whole idea and make this the initial part of a properly designed waterfront. We should be talking here about precincts, interesting things, mix, giving an identity to the area, looking at the whole thing more comprehensively. And simply, as we are doing in Hong Kong, filling every single spare site in the urban area full of high-density development is, at the end of the day, destroying the city. And I'll just say one more thing. You know, we are now looking at 2030 plus. Part of that is livable city. The Strategic Development Commission that CY chairs in 2 weeks' time actually has livable city as its main focus of discussion. And these are exactly the sort of things that we need if we're going to get a livable city. We want a walkable city. We want an interesting one. We want a waterfront that is really great and gives amenities and interest and vitality. And this, frankly, is never going to achieve it. So the best thing we're getting out of it is an isolated bit of promenade.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Yeah, I think here we at the Harbourfront Commission, not to say, you know, dictate, but, you know, in a sense, because we are having this advisory role, but we can put stronger terms and in terms of saying requirements and what we want, you know, from the Harbourfront Commission's perspective. So I think this is something that we would have to put it down in the minutes later on, you know, because our comments after our discussion will be conveyed to the Town Planning Board. The decision will not be made here. Okay, Derek, please.
主席，其實首先我講講即係呢個兩個construction site 裡面的高度啊，同埋佢自己的設計啦。首先你話100米咧，頭先聽佢哋解釋，譬如對後的有些公屋，譬如82啊，去到有些87米咁樣。如果喺海濱睇埋去， 你話100米可以譬如 roughly 譬如35、36層嘅咁，咁我如果我計翻即係佢即係可塑造有啲商業啊或者私人或者酒店嘅住宅咧，咁我又唔係話覺得係即係特別好高咁啦，咁但係你要計翻嗰個發展嘅價值喺度，同埋即係佢即係配合埋周邊嗰個政府而家嗰個即係自己嗰個睇翻，亦都有冇個回報喺度啊？咁我睇到咧，譬如係有啲公共嘅休憩空間，同埋睇介紹嗰啲通風廊等等咧，呢、這個我就唔會懷疑佢夠定唔夠啊。反而我覺得咧，有幾樣嘢喺文字上咧就係演繹嘅，但係咧就係缺乏有啲比較實質嘅一啲數據同埋有啲嘅標示喺度嘅。譬如例如係好話好通達性，或者係點樣去周邊嘅連接咧，去海濱長廊呢度咧，咁我希望咧即係喺嗰個圖蹟嗰度咧會仔細啲，譬如包括埋喺周邊嘅公屋啊，或者係大私人樓宇喺邊個度以乜嘢咧？譬如以有啲天橋啊，或者有啲隧道等等嘅點接駁，定喺平面去過咁樣咧？咁我希望喺呢方面咧係詳細啲去演繹。另外咧，我亦都講翻咧，係喺嗰個碼頭嗰度咧，我都留意到字面就好似形容得好啦，點樣係水陸共融嘅設施？咁正如頭先好多委員都講啦，我睇嗰個碼頭咧，又唔係好一個好正規一個碼頭嘅，即係現存嘅。我唔係好肯定咧，佢會唔會係一個浮鋪嘅形浮台嘅形式，定係會唔會話有啲已經係種咗喺海底，有啲支柱去支撐下。咁如果話攞嚟做其他嘅水上嘅設施，或者係用嚟比較，但係我哋去比較有啲市民或者遊客甚至遊客去到使用呢個碼頭咧，咁我都希望除咗睇翻個碼頭本身咧，都睇翻周邊，譬如呢一渡輪可以去到幾大隻，裝到嗰啲 size 係幾多咧，可以行走到周邊乜嘢，有啲邊啲區域可以使用到。連接到外邊嘅市民，或者係使用到呢個碼頭嘅上落，甚至有委員所講咧，我哋附近嘅水域可唔可以有啲水上嘅設施等等咧？咁我覺得希望咧係比較實質啲一個研究，或者係呢啲咁嘅資料俾我哋咧，即係 instead of 有咁話水屬共融嘅設施咧，這個係好一個好美觀嘅形容詞，但係咧係我睇唔到有啲咩實質嘅，即係有啲演繹喺度俾到我睇。咁另外咧，或者我都想簡單提一提咧，你亦都比較強調話你個設計咧就不設平台嘅設計，但係我見好多時咧。有啲呢啲公共嘅空間啊，有啲咁嘅嘢咧，你係我唔知你係點形容叫平台嘅，譬如 podium 嘅形式設計。如果唔係咁嘅設計，你係諗住嗰個設計嘅概念係以乜嘢嘅形式去設計咧？咁樣咁最後咧，我講講咧，而家譬如嗰啲公共空間，譬如你而家話譬如3600米，包括埋條海濱長廊咧，即係往後就俾翻康文署去管理啦。其實我覺得。亦都係吸取咗過往有幾個大型嘅發展項目咧，呢啲咁嘅公共空間由發展商去起，咁啊俾翻市民使用、住客使用，但係全港開放咧，咁引起都比較多嘅爭議嘅，即係由私人屋苑去負責維修啦、去管理啦，而係公屋開放俾全港市民去使用，咁我覺得呢個咁嘅模式咧係可以避免咗。即係過往有啲唔理想嘅經驗，咁至於你話呢個380米長嘅海濱長廊可能會分係兩個developer 去設計或者去建造嘅話咧，咁我覺得希望佢兩者之間或者政府咧一個主導嘅角色咧，希望喺施工啊、設計啊，甚至使用往後嘅管理咧，希望係一個。唔好話分開，即係各自為政咁啦嚇。唔該，主席。
唔該，多謝你。麻煩團隊回應一下。
嘅提問啦，咁首先答一答翻咧，就係因為點解呢個係一個預計係一個酒店嘅發展咧？因為呢度咧仍然都係一個嘅即係批發市場啦。咁所以有呢個噪音啊等等，咁所以呢個一個酒店的發展去可以避免到呢個噪音等等嘅滋擾嘅。咁剛才咧就大家都好主席同埋委員咧都關注個交通嘅聯繫啦。咁我哋可能再詳細解釋。其實咧
冇錯啦，呢條路咧就當然係一條普通嘅地區嘅連接路啦，咁所以就好簡單可以過到啦。咁呢一邊咧，呢個就係話未來嘅呢個公眾休憩用地係唔屬於個地盤裏邊嘅，只不係會俾翻呢個 LCSD 嘅康文署嘅，連埋呢個嘅海濱走廊。咁呢個就會接駁嚟呢邊咧，其實呢應該都係俾圖大家睇咧，呢邊都係有設計咧，都係一個 public open space 啦。咁亦都有一啲嘅所謂長，即係休憩用地，或者長啲嘅天橋，佢會連接翻一路而家一啲嘅公屋嘅地盤，以至到咧一啲行人天橋一路咁樣入翻內陸啲嘅地方。咁一路咧呢邊都有嚇，咁咧就係會去到一啲地鐵站嘅範圍。咁當然咧都呢度要詳細提一提咧，就話最近嘅地鐵站就係呢一邊啦，南昌站啦。咁其實只要經過呢一度咧，就可以嚟到。咁當然呢一邊嘅道路同埋行人路嘅設計咧，咁委員會都討論過，亦都係土木工程拓展處咧都進行緊詳細設計，點樣去改善個園林景觀嚇，以至到個行人路嘅連接嘅。呢個就整體個行人連接嘅處理啦嚇。即係務求咧可以達到咧係即係真係可以方便嚟到呢一個嘅休憩空間同埋個海濱廣場嘅。咁剛才委員都關注周圍嘅土地用途啦。咁其實咧就剛才咧就委員提嘅土地用途咧就我哋呢個地盤就喺呢度啦，紅色呢一角。咁剛才講過啦，就呢條就係一條地區連嘅支路啦，就係、是、所謂 Wall A 啦。咁呢個就係個而家起緊嘅公屋住宅。咁再過咗呢個嘅就有行人天橋一路連接咧，都係一啲嘅公屋啊，同埋現時嘅現有嘅房屋啦，海麗村啊，至到宏景台等等嘅。咁剛才其實委員關注嘅一啲嘅比較。呢一度咧就係一啲嘅即係船廠啦。咁遠少少咧就係如果遠少少咧，而家呢度睇到咧，就係剛才講關注嘅船廠，以至到個垃圾轉運站，以至到一個嘅即係污水處理廠。咁呢啲都係會留低喺度嘅。咁當然同我哋呢個地盤就有間距嘅嚇，就唔會同我哋呢個地盤貼近嘅。咁就當然啦，我哋呢個嘅規劃大綱咧，亦都會要求呢個設計咧會做到嗰、那個即係環境嘅標準嘅嚇，亦有環境影響評估、交通影響評估嚇、行人道路嘅連接等等。咁剛才委員都提及咧，就話附近其實環境係點咧？其實係現時咧係有呢、這個就可以基本上睇到我哋呢個貨櫃呢個嘅現時嘅一個。所謂廢棄咗嘅碼頭啦 ，disused pier 啦，其實咧呢個碼頭咧係好堅固嘅。點解咧？其實呢一個碼頭咧係呢個嘅批發市場用緊嘅原先，咁咧亦都係即係上落品船嘅，就唔係上落普通嘅遊艇啊等等啊，咁所以係好堅固嘅。咁其實咧都俾多一個資料可能委員會都有討論過，就唔係呢一個委員會，就係喺港島區咧有一個同樣嘅批發碼頭咧。咁佢亦都有一個嘅即係嘅有個批發市場咧，同有一個碼頭咧，係會將佢改為呢個嘅即係公眾嘅登岸階級，係用即係唔會係涉及多咗呢個填海，係會將呢個碼頭咧部分將佢拆除啦，然之後加翻啲即係公眾嘅登岸階級。咁大家委員都好熟悉啦，即係其實呢個公眾登岸階級咧就離開我哋嘅地盤冇遠嘅啫。就係再前一少少，咁就係類似呢啲咁嘅設計，係啊。咁所以咧，唔應該係造成好大問題啊。咁當然關注委員就關注到咧，會唔會發展商會係即係特登我做唔到出嚟？其實咧，我哋嘅地契嘅條款嘅要求咧，就係要發展商要做到嘅話，除非佢係證明係好有特別嘅問題嚇。咁亦都剛才講過咧，亦都係有經驗嘅。啊、即係上環嘅批發市場一個嘅同樣嘅碼頭嘅改裝啦，我哋都有個經驗，就唔會係好貴好難嘅事嚟嘅。咁剛才咧就好多謝委員咧提供好多技術嘅意見啦，咁想都係好我哋都其實都好關注呢個譬如我提供嗰個零售商業設施，其實1000平方米咧唔係個 最高唔係 maximum 啊，係其實係最基最少啊 minimum 嚇，即係其實咧發展商係可以選擇提供多啲嘅嚇，但係我哋咧因為個要基本希望保證到咧個商場咧都可即係有一定嘅零售設施。咁呢度都喺趁呢個機會咧，我哋都可以睇翻現時一啲現有嘅一啲嘅情況啦，就譬如紅磡嘅情況咧，個海濱咧都會係因應有唔同嘅設計啦。因為剛才講啦，就係、因應嘅附近鄰近土地用途，亦都有時都係會有經驗咧，就係、由翻一啲嘅商業嘅發展去幫手做一啲嘅海濱廣場嘅設計，從而咧即係優化個海濱廣場。咁另外咧就係話至於嗰、那個設計嗰方面咧，其實個彈性會比較大嘅，因為我哋呢個密度咧，我哋呢個地盤嘅密度咧就大約係五點幾嘅啫，個 potential 嚇，咁就唔高嘅，咁所以咧就唔會造成話冇即係做唔到呢個咁嘅問題啦，咁我哋都會研究過嘅。咁至於有多謝委員嘅意見啦，就話而家處理一啲嘅，譬如園林景觀嘅藍圖 landscape master plan 點樣係盡量嘅加快，再配合個成個發展。咁呢個我哋都會喺嗰、那個處理嗰、那個總綱發展藍圖 MLP 嘅過程裏面留意啦嚇。咁另外委員咧都提及到咧，就係話個城市設計嗰個嘅盡量點樣可以優化呢個嘅即係呢個整體嘅綠行嘅公眾空間同埋嘅海濱廣場咧，同埋點樣多元化咧，咁我哋都係好多謝呢方面嘅意見嘅，我哋都會繼續即係再睇下可以點樣可以再做好呢方面啦。咁就翻嚟冇平台嘅設計咧，個原因咧就係我哋呢個地盤咧，其實咧其實睇翻咧就係呢一個位置咧係完全係住宅用途啊，就冇商業用途，咁所以咧就冇平台。因為通常平台咧就係商業用途嘅先會有個平台啦，因為純住宅嘅，咁所以就話冇平台設計啦。咁我哋喺呢個因為海濱嘅嘅地盤啦，我哋就想改善個個空氣流通。咁亦都係喺個法定嘅大光草圖 ECP 定咗嘅呢個，就係冇呢個商業嘅樓面面積嘅。咁其次就翻管理啊，無論喺呢、這個即係公眾嘅使用空間、公眾休憩用地同埋個海濱廣場嘅興建管理同埋維保呢啲方面咧，我哋都會係因應而家最近呢個政府嘅呢個政策嘅綱領啦 ，policy framework 啦，我都考慮到就係話點樣即係之前嘅教訓嚟做出嚟嘅，係啊，好嘛，多謝主席。
我諗阿 Paul 仲 raise 咗一個關於 C-wall 嘅問題嚇，可以答埋
呢個 C-wall 咧就係由呢個 CDD 嘅即係呢個土木工程拓展處嘅 Port Works 負責保養嘅，咁所以係唔會有結構嘅問題嘅嚇。
唔該曬。咁我諗咧，即係我哋即係頭先提嘅意見啦，睇下大家仲會有頭先未講過一啲新嘅 point， 希望我哋可以喺我哋嗰個意見嗰度可以反映去嘅。仲有冇新嘅意見咧？阿 Freddy 係。
我想補充多一個 point 就係、是其實你個 promenade 而家分開咗兩橛，一橛就係發展商住宅發展商做完之後 handover 翻俾 LCSD 啦，咁即係話佢要 LCSD 審批啦，咁佢先至肯將來收啦。咁即係嗰一橛嘅 promenade 咧，就可能光秃秃冇咩嘢嘅，即係樹都未必有好多。另外嗰橛就 hotel 個發展商就佢將來佢營運佢去maintain啦。咁但係佢好慘嘅，因為即係佢會唔會架起曬啲 fence wall 圍住佢呢？即係佢有 liability 㗎嘛，係人都入到去，你仲有個 landing step， 啲人係咪拍船埋嚟就一定要俾佢拍埋嚟呢？佢未必㗎嘛，佢有 liability 㗎嘛，所以你呢個如意算盤就係將呢個 promenade 掟咗俾呢兩個發展商呢，其實你要諗諗係咪真係 work， 同埋 兩個個銜接嗰個 interface 係咪真係做得到先得咯？我好懷疑咯，因為我自己嘅經驗就係、是，假如你兩個發展商係唔同發展商，如果同一個就冇得好講啦。如果係唔同發展商有唔同嘅 development facing 嘅話咧，佢唔會同你夾嘅，佢唔會等你嘅，佢連一條 disable RAM 都唔會同你夾嘅。佢唔會為咗你一個 plan 上面個箭嘴去入一次 landscape master plan 又等六個月咯，你明唔明個困難喺邊度啊？呢、這個就係個困難啊 ！Thank you。
阿洪生係，跟住阿 Paul。
唔該，主席，我都係一句啫。我頭先回應翻 Fred 咧，頭先亦都個圖咧 show 咗出嚟咧，個碼頭，譬如好似係而家紅磡海濱長廊咁咧，海濱長廊咁咧，我啱啱 recall 我理解咧，而家嗰度有個碼頭咧，係有度集駛住嘅。如果譬如有啲船啊，有啲嘢想喺嗰度上落咧，我唔知係咪同翻譬如嗰個酒店啦，長實個酒店要通知佢要去開個閘啊，或者點樣作出安排？如果係咁樣咧，就局限咗日後呢、這個做咁多心機去擺呢、這個做呢個碼頭出嚟咧，係一局限咗個使用啦，同埋個管理咧。其實我覺得就唔係咁實際咯。如果係咁嘅模式嘅話，唔該。
多謝你 ，Paul。
Yeah, so thank you for clarifying that the surrounding land uses, including the sewage treatments and the waste transfer station, are not going to be moved, and nor the shipyard. So this is going to be a very active water with commercial ships. I'm not, you know, the air pollution side is one thing and the noise is another thing, but this is not an area for leisure crafts. On that basis, the future of the pier, I think, is ideally that we, are going to be a little bit more creative with that, like, for example, have a restaurant and a kiosk or something a bit more exciting on it. I think that's a better requirement. Then the second thing is for the landing steps. Again, I think the comment was just made about public use. I suggest that the entire waterfront promenade will be handed over to the LCSD after it's been built both by CDA1 and CDA2. So that's entirely LCSD rather than one section with a developer remaining. And that there are two landing steps in the promenade, not in the pier, in the public promenade. One at the north end and one at the south end. So both close to the exit roads and footpath exits so that people can, and then these, and that for the finally bollards to be placed on the entire seawall from front to end with at a regular interval, so that you know, boats could be tied up if people are visiting with and have a boat and they can actually tie up temporarily. I think that would be a better arrangement, and then we have something much more exciting with that pier for the hotel developer to invest in. I hope that in the design brief it could be somewhat specified that the commercial and the retail will be at the ground floor facing the promenade, and that there is going to be room for outdoor seating. Outdoor seating, both served food as well as outdoor seating for people in public space without, which is not under commercial control. But I hope that there is going to be outdoor seating of both types clearly specified in the design brief. Then the waterfront can be something exciting. Chair, I believe that the EPD will require the windows to be have noise protection because it's a noisy environment with those ships and the transfer of goods and waste. Also, it's a very polluted area. For that reason, I think that the EPD will also have special requirements for that building. On that basis, it's going to be the waterfront will be an opportunity to have somewhat more noisier activities like bars and restaurants. As long as it's clearly specified and the people that buy the flats know that it's there and they are not surprised when it's added later when they don't complain about noise. So I think it's an opportunity here to have a bit of a boisterous waterfront because we're going to have a lot of activities on that water that would require anyway for people to close their windows. And then finally, I hope that we can have a greening tree planting requirement so that there is going to be shade on the waterfront. The only area, there's only one section of the Tsing Yi waterfront that is properly done with proper trees where you have proper shading, and it's not the LCSD one, it's the Housing Authority section of the waterfront. But please have a look at how the trees are set. The trees are set in the promenade, not in planters on the side, and therefore you have full shading over the entire promenade, which is a very useful feature. I think those are my comments, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot, Paul. So I think today we have a very fruitful discussion on this particular topic. I think all of the comments are all very valid and they are inconsistent with the harbourfront planning principle. So I think the Secretariat will be able to help us to summarize this. We hope that in terms of the laying out of the design brief for this OSAP, it will be possible for us to put some requirements for this particular site to align with the harbour planning principle and the comments that has been raised here. Thank you very much for joining us today.